Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our friend Matthew Horn on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew's back. He's the president and the founder of Legal Services Link, LLC. And he is a former partner in Smith Munson. And he's here to talk to us about some legal things that you and I need to know about and that his organization is flagging for their customers and clients. Matthew Horn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So this is a topic that I did not see coming at all. And I sort of pride myself in not being surprised by too much. But I don't, you know, as my children remind me, I don't know everything, and that hurts me to think about that. But this thing about your e-commerce website being liable for ADA non-compliance, what's that all about?
Yeah, and so, you know, we're doing what we do and helping people connect with attorneys. We're always staying on top of legal issues. And so this has really become a new one, pretty prevalent in the last couple of years. And basically what's happening is you have plaintiff's attorneys who will always figure out a way to creatively make some money.
Right.
And they have identified some websites that aren't ADA compliant. So the website is not compatible with the software used by the blind and the deaf to allow them to visit those websites and essentially shop from those websites. So the ADA basically says that if you're a place of public accommodation and you're taking in customers, you know, that you have to make it accessible for everyone.
I'm having a hard time. You know, when I think about you can't think about this like you do a building, can you? Because I may have to provide a ramp, but I don't have to provide you with a wheelchair. You're responsible for getting yourself in onto my conveyance, right? So why would a website be, and folks, I'm not being mean here. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. Why would my website? Shouldn't the person who has the issue shouldn't they be required to have a capability of their own to deal with any public website?
Yeah, and so let's use your analogy. So, you know, you're required to provide them with a ramp but not the wheelchair. And I think this is looked at similarly. So, as I indicated, the blind and the deaf have their own software that allows them to read websites. And so that's their wheelchair. But the ramp is you need to make your website so it can be read by that software. And, you know, I'm not an expert when it comes to website development and things,
right.
But, in our blog on this, on our page, we list a number of things that e-commerce, and retailers can do on their websites to ensure, that, the software that they use will allow them to read your website. So
right.
It's steps that you need to take at the web development.
And I'm glad to know that because most of us didn't realize that this was something we were deficient in. I mean, I'm going to ask my developers. Now that I know about this, I'm going to ask my developers, what do we have to do to make that happen? I mean, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yes. No. I think it's an excellent inquiry.
So what are some of the things? Can you give us a couple of the things that we can do?
Yeah, I mean, now we're starting to talk web development. And so, you know, I am really not familiar with these, but I do have these listed in our blog. And so, you know,
give us a couple of lists of options. Let me see. I think I've got the blog here too. I don't know if I can find it or not.
You essentially need to tag all of your photos, and you need to tag everything. So when the software that they have scrolls across your website, they
right.
can say, here is an image, or this is This is the music that is playing.
Right. Sort of a reverse closed caption kind of thing.
Yeah, and so it's all kind of, most of it's behind the scenes. Just allowing this software to read your website. And again, I'm not a developer, so
I wonder if there's a comparable development software that could be applied that does that, you know, does it on its own, so to speak.
I'm not familiar with that. My guess is it exists, but folks, at least you're forewarned.
Here's the last quick question, Matthew. Have people been getting in trouble with the ADA, on these ADA things? Have been people been taking the court? What's happening?
Absolutely. I mean, really? As I indicated, you know, plaintiffs' attorneys are a creative bunch, and you know, they have identified large companies that don't have these ADA compliant websites, and they're going after them.
And they're probably using strong arm tactics, strong man tactics to intimidate people. That's what they do. They get these class action things going on. Matthew and I will be right back. His company is Legal Services Link, and we're going to talk about another topic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.